Hiya, babe. Hey, how about... Ouch!
Does that answer your question, buddy?
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. You all remember Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer's famous Maisie picture. In just a moment, you'll hear Maisie in radio, starring the same glamorous star you all went to see and loved on the screen, Ann Southern. But first, your announcement. Southern as Maisie.
Yep, I'm Maisie, like he said. Maisie Revere from Brooklyn. I'm in show business, you know. If you're putting on a musical, I'll be glad to sing, dance, tell funny stories, or even sweep up the place. Yep, the theater's in my blood. But if I don't start eating more often, there'll be very little else in it. I've always wanted a job with a little more security, and I've thought about working in the post office, but there's no future. Even after you learn the business, you can't open your own post office. So I keep on making the rounds of the booking agents and producers and do a little phone slot stealing on the side. Sometimes I pick up as much as a half a buck. Depends on how I'm feeling. Well, today I was just about to leave Mrs. Kennedy's rooming house where my boyfriend, Eddie Jordan, and I live when the phone rang. The city editor of one of the newspapers wanted to see me, so I hurried right down to his office. Did you want to see me, Mr. Crunch?
Why do you think I sent for you? Now sit down and shut up.
Mr. Crunch, this is going to hurt you more than it does me.
Ouch! You hit me!
That is absolutely correct.
You're fired.
Okay, give me my 2 weeks' pay and I'll go.
Pick it up at the cashier's office. Wait a minute, I haven't even hired you yet.
That's right, and nobody's going to insult Maisie Revere without paying for it, either in cash or through the nose.
Yeah, well, I prefer to bleed a little. I'm sorry I yelled at you, Maisie. I get used to thinking everybody is a reporter.
Oh. Well, that's all right, Mr. Crunch.
You know, I used to be a nice guy. And then I saw a few movies with city editors in them, and I realized I was completely out of character. So I became a first-class stinker.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I think you're more of a second-class stinker.
Oh, thank you, Maisie.
Oh, that's all right. I'm always glad to say something nice, even if it isn't true. Well, now, let's get down to business. What do you want to see me about?
Well,
I better put my coat back on so you can concentrate.
Thank you. Now let's see. Oh, of course. Maisie, as I remember, you conducted our advice to the Lovelorn column once when Mary Jane was on vacation.
Oh, sure. The Don't Be Stupid, Ask Cupid column.
Yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. Mary Jane is going to take another vacation, so we need another substitute.
Oh.
Frankly, I didn't know whether to hire you again or use our janitor. Then I decided we needed the woman's touch.
Well, thanks for your confidence in my qualifications.
No.
I am a woman.
Who needs to be told that? Do you want the job?
How about money?
Well, all right, we'll pay money. I was hoping you'd take your salary and papers.
You think I got rocks in my head? Who reads this paper?
I often wonder myself. All right, suppose I offer you...
It isn't enough.
You know me pretty well, don't you?
You bet I do. Now, suppose you pay me a salary of...
That's too much.
Well, okay. Suppose we compromise at $50 a week.
It's a deal. Shall we shake on it?
No. Let's put it in writing.
Coward. Well, now you're working for me, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Then get a move on and get to work!
Yes, sir.
Let's see what Mrs. Kennedy's got in the refrigerator.
It's locked.
Get your grabby hands away from that refrigerator.
Mrs. Kennedy, on behalf of all the inhabitants of your rooming house, I resent you putting a lock on the refrigerator. You'd think we weren't trustworthy.
Look here, Eddie Jordan. I know my rumors. And they're the cheapest, chintziest, chitlinest, in their room cookingest bunch of burglars ever assembled under one roof.
Are you insinuating that I'm a burglar?
You bet! You're the champion! What were you doing by the refrigerator?
I was just admiring the lock. Of course, I am a little hungry. So I thought I'd come in and smell the food aroma that drifts out where the door gasket leaks.
Okay, I'll accept that lie.
All right. So I was going to snitch a chicken leg. I can't help it, Mrs. Kennedy. When I'm unhappy, I have to eat.
Huh.
You know how long Maisie and I have been going together?
Sure, the poor girl.
Anyway, we've been fighting lately.
Congratulations, Eddie. That's the best part of being in love. Oh, when my boyfriend Lester and I feel that love is dying, we stand toe to toe and slug it out. That always warms up the old romance.
Not with me. I think my trouble is psychological.
Psychological?
Well, I haven't had a regular job for a while, and, well, when we go out on a date, Maisie usually has to pay my way. I feel bad about it.
But it passes.
No, it doesn't. Things just aren't the same as when I had a regular job. Then all she had to do was pay her own way.
Eddie, I've got an idea. Why don't you write a letter to the Don't Be Stupid, Ask Cupid column?
You think I get some good advice?
Why, sure you would. Merton Falsgruber, get away from that ice box.
Oh, hello, Eddie. Hello, Mrs. Kennedy. Hey, gee, you're not usually in the kitchen at this hour.
So, I'll bet it's you who's been drinking the cream off the top of the milk.
Oh, no, Mrs. Kennedy.
Merton.
Yeah, I done it. And what are you people doing out here anyway, necking?
Well, I'm willing.
Please, Mrs. Kennedy.
Well, I'm not too old for it, you know.
Yeah, that's what Eddie was telling me the other day. There's a lot of life in the old turkey, he said. So what were you doing here, so?
Eddie was just telling me that he and Maisie had...
No, Mrs.
Well.
Kennedy.
Oh, gee, Eddie, I'm sorry to hear that.
Wipe that smirk off your face.
Well, maybe Maisie would like a younger, more interesting man who isn't as beat up as you.
Do me a favor, will you? Go down to the East River and pull a wave over your head.
Boys! Personally, I don't mind if you both shoot each other, but I don't want to break in two new rumors.
Well,
Mrs. Kennedy, can you imagine Maisie having any interest whatsoever in this revolting little character?
Oh,
yeah, you can't tell, Eddie. He's got a certain charm.
That's me, gal.
Well, maybe now that Eddie's losing out, you've got a chance.
Yeah. Well, I'm going to write into the Don't Be Stupid, Ask Cupid column. I'm going to get some advice on how to keep Maisie interested in me.
All right, and I'll write in and get some advice on how to win a girl who's slightly older than me.
Are you going to sign your own name?
What, and have everybody in the shipping room laughing at me? Uh-uh. I'm going to write it under another name.
I think I'll use the name of, Handsome.
Oh, and I'll be known as Sophisticated.
Oh, poor Cupid.
Hey, baby.
Oh, good morning, Mr. Crunch. How's our jolly old happy-go-lucky city editor?
Oh, spare me your witticisms. I don't feel good.
What's wrong? Everything going too smoothly? You look like you had a glass of vinegar for breakfast.
I ate something that didn't agree with me.
Oh. Well, what do you want?
I thought I told you not to tell anybody you were substituting on the Don't Be Stupid, Ask Cupid column. There's a tired old tomato outside who wants to see you.
Oh, well, that must be my landlady, Mrs. Kennedy. I told her if she came down for paper, I'd pay her the rent I owe her.
I knew I could have got you for 35.
Well, save your tears and tell Mrs. Kennedy to come in here. Now hop to it.
Okay, right away. Who are you ordering around?
You, get going already. What a boss. He's got a personality like a temporary filly. Well, Mrs. Kennedy will keep this a secret, I'm sure. Let's see, I'll get the rent money out.
Hello. Hello, Maisie. I just dropped in to chat for a moment. Where's the money?
Oh, right here, Mrs. Kennedy.
Oh, thank you. What are you doing here?
Well, can you keep a secret?
Maisie, you know me.
Yeah, but I'll tell you anyway. I'm conducting the Don't Be Stupid, Ask Cupid column.
You are?
Well, what's funny?
I don't know. No, Maisie. Honey, it's just that I'd expect the person who answers those letters to be older and more experienced.
Well, I'm old enough, and I'm as experienced as a girl can be without getting arrested.
Yeah.
Now, listen to some of these letters.
Read away, dear.
Well, now, here's one. Dear Cupid, the man I'm going with is very nice, but occasionally I find out he has lied to me about something. Is it all right to marry a man who lies? Find anxious.
What are you going to say?
Oh, it's easy. Dear anxious, there isn't any other kind. Signed, Cupid.
How true, how true. Mm-hmm. Oh, here's one. Dear Cupid, is it proper for a girl to put her arms around a man's waist while they're out walking? Signed, Eager.
Oh. Well, I think I'll say, Dear Eager, no, it is not proper unless his arms are full of bundles and his pants are coming down.
Very logical. Oh, here's one you've got to answer. It's signed Handsome.
What's it say?
He says, Dear Cupid, I have been going steady with a girl for a couple of years, but lately I haven't been making very much money, and she started brushing me off.
Well, now there's a girl who's a real rat.
What a wonderful judge of character you are. Since she pays the check when we go out, she thinks she owns me and is entitled to boss me around. She's breaking my spirit.
Graceful.
Nowadays, I have to say, how's about a kiss, baby? Please?
Well, it's girls like this who ruin guys for girls like me.
Well, you should know, baby. Here's the best of it. How can I get her interested in me again? What can I do to keep her from taking me for granted? Signed, Handsome.
Of course, I don't see why the guy pays any attention to that girl.
Oh, Maisie, don't be too hard on the girl. If you knew her, you might like her.
It's not possible. Well, let's see. I'll say, Dear Handsome, personally, I think your girl sounds like a turkey. But if you insist on her, why not try being the rough, tough, hard-boiled type? Kick her around a little. Show her you're the boss. And she won't take you for granted. Let me know how you make out. Signed, Cupid. I'll show him how to handle that girl.
Show her you're the boss and she won't take you for granted. Let me know how you make out. Signed, Cupid.
Yep.
That's what's in the paper, Mrs. Kennedy.
Are you going to try being the rough, hard-boiled type, Eddie?
Sure, but don't tell Maisie anything about me writing to Cupid.
Oh,
she's coming up the steps right now.
Okay, I'll clear out. Oh, but I'll be interested to hear how Cupid's advice works on Maisie.
I feel better already. Remember, Eddie Jordan, you got Cupid on your side and you can't lose.
What a day.
Hello, babe. I'll give you exactly 5 seconds to start making mad love to me.
Are you for real?
No wisecracks, good-looking. Come here and tell me you're crazy about me, or I may have to get rough with you.
Okay, I'm crazy about you. Now go scratch yourself with a broken bottle and don't bother me. I'm tired, Eddie, and I don't want to wrestle.
Come here and kiss me, you gorgeous thing, and hurry it up.
Are you still here? Now, Eddie, I'm warning you.
I got you.
Oh.
Try and get away now.
Now let go of me, Eddie.
I love this.
No, Eddie. Eddie! Are you forgetting that I won my second black belt at judo?
I'll handle you with a flash of strength.
Oh, cut it out, Eddie. I told you I don't want to smooth.
Stop struggling and put your arms around me.
Okay, you act for it. I put my arms around you like this.
That's more like it.
And I get you off balance like this.
Hey, look out!
And over you go. Right into the umbrella stand.
Eddie Jordan, get up off my clean floor. Maisie, what'd you do to him?
He was going to handle me with a flash of strength.
And what happened?
The spirit was willing, but the flash was weak. I've got other things on my mind.
Like what?
But I keep wondering how Handsome's going to make out with that girl.
The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern, will continue in just a moment. Back to Maisie.
And so, remember that it's just as easy to fall in love with a rich man as a poor one. So good luck, and may all your children be wealthy. Hey, would you mind knocking first? Oh, it's you, Mr. Crowley.
Yes, it's me. And after this, when your city editor comes in, snap to attention and salute.
Yes, sir.
Very. Are you responsible for this item in the Don't Be Stupid-Ass Cupid column?
Huh?
Dear Cupid, every morning when I come to work, my boss kisses me. How can I avoid this? Signed, chapped lips. Answer, come to work in the afternoon. Is that your handiwork?
Sure. I thought it was pretty cute.
Then how about this one?
Well, let's see. Dear Cupid, I was out with a young man the other evening and drank two highballs. Did I do anything wrong? Signed, worry. Dear Worry, how can I tell I wasn't there?
Oh, that's a keen answer.
Well, what do you want me to do? Give him a 25-word psychoanalysis?
Certainly. What's this letter here from Sophisticated?
Oh, that's from some kid who's in love with a girl who's older than he is.
Smart lad.
Yeah, but she isn't paying any attention to him.
Well, what did you suggest he do? Shoot himself?
No. I told him to get the woman interested in him by pretending to get sick. Then when she helps him and takes care of him a little bit, she might get to like him.
Say, I'll make a note of that myself. Might work with a younger woman, too.
Are you married, Mr. Krantz?
Oh, that reminds me. If you get a letter from a girl called Undecided, who can't tell whether she loves a young athlete or an older man of the world type who's a writer, you tell her to take the older man.
Why?
Because it's me.
Oh, I see.
When that letter comes in, you stack the cards for me and stack them good.
But I can't let a young girl throw her life away on a guy like you.
Are you calling me a rat?
All I say is, if the Pied Piper of Hamelin came walking down the street right now, you'd fall in behind him. Somebody who knocked must be a stranger. Come in.
Hello, Maisie.
Oh, hello, Mrs. Kennedy. Oh, now, Mr. Crunch, here's somebody more your own age. Mrs. Kennedy, would you be interested in marrying Mr. Crunch?
Well, I never make snap judgments, but I can give you a decision in 10 or 15 minutes.
Yeah, heaven forbid. Goodbye, Maisie.
Maisie, I just dropped over to see if you'd heard anything from the man who signed himself Handsome.
Oh, yes, I did.
How did your advice work out?
Well, that girl he goes with is a disgrace to the female sex. She's the lady wrestler type.
Oh, you don't need it.
Yes. Can you imagine a girl throwing a guy over her shoulder onto the floor? A girl's got to be soft and feminine and yielding. Up to a point, of course.
Like you are, Maisie?
Well, thank you. I know I have my little faults, but I'm nothing like this girl Hanson's having trouble with.
Oh, you're as different as day and night.
Well, I'm going to fix that girl this time. We're giving her the reverse treatment. My answer will be in the afternoon paper.
Oh, that's great, wonderful, marvelous.
And what is it? Well, the reverse of the caveman technique.
Oh.
If they go out tonight, every time she gets interested in romance, he'll avoid it.
Yes.
He won't kiss her. He won't hold her in his arms.
Oh.
He'll talk all the time.
Yes.
And if she mentions love, he'll change the subject. That'll stir her up.
Oh, I wonder if it'll work.
Well, sure. All girls love to be kissed by their man, and held in his arms and kissed, and And what? I don't know what reminded me of him, but I wonder what Eddie's doing tonight.
Gee, Maisie, thanks for taking me out to such a wonderful dinner.
Oh, that's all right, Eddie.
What a sensational steak I had. It must have cost a fortune.
It was $4.75. But who looks at the prices?
Music was nice, too.
Yeah, but you didn't dance as close as you usually do.
No.
Plus, there was two couples dancing between us.
Well, when we dance too close, it musses your dress.
Well, we're home now, so it doesn't make any difference anymore. Shall we go in the sitting room for a while?
Okay.
Well, I hope I'm not keeping you up.
Oh, that's all right, honey.
You know, Eddie, it's nice and dark in here.
Oh, I'll turn some lights on.
What for?
Oh, I like to have some light when I talk.
Well, who's going to talk? Eddie, darling. Come here.
Cigarette?
Look out.
What's the matter?
Well, you almost shoved that cigarette up my nose. No, I don't want to smoke now.
Boy, it sure is working.
What's working?
My lighter.
Well, I didn't think it could have been you. You haven't worked for 3 weeks. Put that cigarette away.
Okay.
Now, snuggle up nice and comfortable.
Oh, I'm comfortable now.
Well, come on, honey. Snuggle up a little.
Uh-uh.
Eddie, snuggle up already.
Well, if you're going to yell at me, maybe I'd better leave.
No, stay with me. I want to be alone.
Now, wait a minute, honey. I want to tell you
something. Don't tell me anything. I'll tell you. Until I met you, I never knew how much I enjoyed being all by myself with a good book.
But, Maisie...
And all the time we were dancing, you were yakking away. I never heard such empty-headed conversation. The next time you get a headache, don't believe it.
But, Maisie...
And if you've got something to say, go ahead and say it. But I won't be here. I'm going to bed. And I don't want to see or talk to you ever again. Good night. Just a second. Where's that bathroom? I'll wear those sleeves. Oh, I'm trying to put it on upside down and inside out. Who is it?
It's me, Merton Falsilver.
Oh. What's the matter, Merton?
I'm sick.
Well, I'm not exactly feeling great myself. Where do you hurt?
Well, all over.
The pain's localized, huh?
I think I'm going to faint. Oh.
Well, don't expect me to catch you.
Oh. No, I guess I'm not going to faint. Oh.
What was that?
I keep getting those terrible pains.
Well, how fast are they coming?
Oh, about every 3 minutes.
Oh. Well, you better rush yourself to the hospital. Maybe you're about to become a mother.
I don't think so. No.
Oh. Well, what do you think's wrong with you?
I think I'm dying. Yes, I am. Would you like to nurse me back to health, huh, Maisie?
Listen, Merton, there's nothing wrong with you. Nothing new, that is.
Well, what makes you think so?
For a dying boy, your eyes are wandering around too much.
Oh. Well, I thought I was sick.
Now go back to bed before I lose my lovely disposition.
Brian!
Now, what do you guys want?
Are you the editor?
Is that the pit?
We came down here to horsewhip the editor.
Yeah, I'm a stranger here myself. What's the matter?
We don't like whoever runs the Don't Be Stupid, Ask Cupid column.
You know, I had a little trouble with that myself last night. I was going with a girl, and the editor of the column told her I was a broken-down old werewolf and told her to ditch me. Go ahead, boys. Go in and horsewhip her. Her name is Maisie Revere. There's the office she's using.
Maisie Revere?
Holy smoke!
Come on, Merton.
Yes.
How many times have I told you not to... Eddie? Merton?
Not Eddie Cupid. Just call me Handsome.
And call me sophisticated.
Oh, no. No. You mean I was giving you advice to try out on me and I didn't know it?
Watch this, Merton. It'll be an education.
Yeah.
Come here, baby.
Now, Eddie, don't look at me that way.
Maybe you better go outside.
No, Merton, don't.
Merton, don't go outside.
Come here, doll baby.
Get away from me, Eddie. Don't you dare touch me. Merton, Mr. Crunch. Young gentleman. Eddie, get away from me now. Get away.
No, I've got you.
No. Let go of me. Oh, don't, Eddie, please.
What?
Help!
In just a moment, we shall return to the adventures of Maisie. Once again, here's Maisie.
Well, I ate off the mantelpiece for 4 days before I was ready for overstuffed chairs. And I'm still wincing every time I see a chair without a cushion. I guess I had it coming to me, though. And Eddie and I made up, of course. Mary Jane came back to her job after a vacation, but there were a few lawsuits on the things I wrote, so Mr. Crunch, the city editor, quit to become the editor-in-chief of a cider mill. He said he liked it because it goes to press only once a year. Well, I gotta start hunting for another job. Come on, Pete. Get moving.
You've just heard The Adventures of Maisie, starring Ann Southern. Maisie was written by John L. Green. Original music was composed and conducted by Harry Zimmerman. Supporting cast included Elvia Allman, Pat McGeehan, Sidney Miller, and Frank Nelson. Jack McCoy speaking.